For me,
I won't say it across the board.
And I think I need to get back to the
base. Amongst friends. Conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Hello, hello, hello. Tonight we're going to be talking about I Know I Broke Your Heart, But Now I Want You Back. So give us a call, 760-683-2662. So here's the scenario. Have you ever been all loved up, safe, and secure in your relationship, and then bam, you're dumped? The relationship is over. And while it was hard to get over the love of your life, you did so only to now days, months, or even years later, they come back and they say, I know I did you wrong, but I want you back. Let's talk about it. We got Joey on the line. We got PJ on the line. Of course, we got Jeff. And we got a couple of surprise guests who may call in. And then Heather's not going to leave me out. She's going to come and she's going to talk with us as well. So, fellas, come on and talk to me about the female that broke your heart and then she came back and she wanted to get back with you.
Story. That's the story of my life. Definitely the story of my life. And it's funny. Let me just say this. I despise all of the women, but in a good way, but I despise all of you women who have broken my heart, my fragile, fragile heart, and then have the nerve to want to ask me, can I take you back?
Wait, hold up. Now, Jeff, just earlier before we got on the call, you said that we got to live outside the hurt. Here we got Joey is already saying he despises the females who have broke his heart. Okay, now, Joey, did you take the girls back or what?
Well, only in one instance did I ever take them back, and this was, she was a middle school, high school sweetheart, and I only took her. That was, she was the only one that I took back. Everyone else, I kind of just was like, you know what, we ended for a reason, let's just be friends kind of thing. But she, just this one, I think it was because I was young and, young and in love, like, I took her back. But, yeah, it just one. Everybody else, we just kind of just friends, except for the last one. We're not friends anymore. But I despise. I say despise in a joking way, Deidre. I don't really despise anyone. That just takes too much energy. But I will say that is probably one of the weirdest conversations I've ever had as far as a relationship, is when you broke in my heart and you stomped on it and chewed it up and put it down the garbage disposal, put it back together just to eat it in front of me, and then you're like, oh, I messed up, but I want you back. Like, that is one of the most uncomfortable conversations ever that I've had. And then what makes it worse for me is when you say everything that I wanted you to say at the time when you broke my heart, and then you come back. And you said, but now I have either healed or I've moved on, and I don't really know how to process this. Well, I don't know how to move past the fact that you've broken my heart, and I don't think I want to give you another opportunity to do so.
But again, it goes back to the whole live outside the hurt.
Well, what does that mean? What does live outside the hurt mean? I wasn't privy to the conversation that you and Jeff had.
Okay, so Jeff, come on. Let's discuss the live outside the hurt. Because, Joy, for real, I am, for one, like, nah. No, absolutely not. I think that's crazy. But go ahead. Go ahead, Jeff. Tell us your philosophy.
Deidre, why you change what I was saying?
No, that wasn't no change that you said.
What I was saying was, don't listen. When if somebody does do that and somebody does break your heart, you have to put it. You have to. Yes, there is a time that you will go through everything that you feel you need to go through to be in that hurt, because your feelings is all torn up. But there's a time for you to take that, be done with it, and put it away. And you have to live outside that hurt. You have to learn how to put it away. Otherwise, if you don't, then you might be the person who, as you go into new relationships, you mentally sabotage those because you always think that hurt is going to come back. So that's why I say you got to live outside the hurt.
Mm. And I, you know what, Jeff? I agree. I agree that you have to live outside the hurt. But just, I guess, Deidre, you just clarified for me. But the way I took it from what Deidre was saying was because, you know, like, because I won't take them back, or, you know, like, I despise them, which I really don't. That was just a joke. But, you know, how do you live outside the hurt is, like, if you're in it, if we're talking to somebody that is in it, because I'm not hurt anymore by their actions. I just choose that, hey, if we've broken up, you know, you're an ex is an ex for a reason type of thing. And, you know, for me, it's too little too late, especially when you get me to the point where you've broken my heart. So you must have done something serious for me to have a broken heart. Like, you, and mainly for me, it's been cheating. That's been, like, the main thing that I have difficulty working through is if someone cheats on me. And all those instances where my heart was broken, except for one, which is kind of in the same level, you know how we say no sin is greater than the other. Well, in relationships, for me, like, I do think there are relationship sins, and I think there are some that are greater. And cheating is one, and then being ashamed of me or who I am to people that are important to you is really, really big up there with me, too. And, you know, those two things are a good recipe for breaking my heart, like just crushing me. And not destroying me, I'm not going to date anymore. My life is over. I'm never going to find somebody else type of thing. But it definitely hurts. So, but for the people that kind of having a hard time living outside the hurt, like what can they do?
What can they do? I mean, I can't say that what you would do would be the same thing for me to do, because we're two different people. So you just have to search it out within yourself. Okay, how do I move on from this? Life for me is not over. I'm still a good person to be in a relationship with. I'm still attractive. I'm still going to go to the club and hang out, and, you know, people are going to think I'm attractive and they're going to approach me. So how do I get past this so I can live in that arena again? And you have to, you have to do it. I mean, you could do group dates, you know, for a while so that you get over, you know, not being, it's not having a pressure on you or having an onus on you to say, yes, let's take it further. Let's take it back to the room, or, you know, let's go to his house. You can go on group dates, you know what I'm saying? And it takes the pressure off. Everybody's just out having a good time. And then from there, you can take baby steps, you know, phone calls, text messages, emails, and then you work your way to a one-on-one date with someone. That's just one thing that you can do.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. I just don't know that I think that's okay. Like,
what's okay?
I mean, I get the whole live outside the herd, get into a point where you're okay, but it's, I don't know, it's just like you made a decision to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because if we're in a relationship, you know, I'm exposing myself to you. You know what I'm saying? You're seeing stuff that most people don't see. And then you walk away. And then you come back and it's almost as if you're saying, well, man up. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah,
we
I
can
heard
make
you.
This, we can, right, right. We can make the, you know, why are you dwelling on the past? Well, hello?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What's gonna happen when you get pissed off at me again or I do something and you say, oh, deuces, I found somebody who's better, who's whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't get that. I think that's a cop-out, you know? It's almost
okay.
Like I've seen even situations where you break up and then you're like, there's something out there better, you know, I have my preferences or whatever. And then when you see me happy or with somebody else, you want to come back and be like, oh, you know,
ooh,
I'm sorry. I want you back, you know, whatever, whatever. Come on.
You can, okay, I will give you that. I've seen that situation actually go down, and that's fine and good. But I will tell you this. From a young age and from how I was raised, it was always put into my head that every relationship that I am in, until the one that I'm in as a husband is a relationship that could possibly wither and fade away. And when I say wither and fade away, I say wither and fade away because of what I would call those not so well substantiated reasons. Like if she decided that there's something greener on the other side, maybe I didn't have a car at the time. She wanted a guy to have a car. Maybe. I didn't have the dookie dope rope and the gold teeth in my mouth, and that's what she figured she wanted because she saw it in a club one night. So she goes after that. Same thing, like kind of what you're talking about, Deidre. But you're talking about somebody who is wanting that stable relationship. They want to get in it and be in it and transition from girlfriend to fiance to wife.
Mm.
Most people just treat a natural relationship just like a relationship. I'm going to get in this and I'm going to see where it takes me. I don't have a mapped out way for it to go.
Right, and you date girls?
One day at a time.
Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. You talking about dating females?
Yes, I am.
Because if you're dating females, you might not know it, but I think they already have most of life planned out for you. When they shake your hand the first time they meet you, they got plans.
Okay, hold up. What the heck is wrong with having your life planned out instead of living by the seat of your pants? There's nothing wrong
with having your life planned out. It's something wrong with you having my life planned out and not telling me what it is.
Okay, but if we're talking from the beginning and we're talking about being in a relationship, hopefully you've already established if we're dating or we're looking for something long term.
A lot of times it's not established.
I just want to say to all of y'all females that's out there that ain't talking and establishing it up from the get-go, I'm going to need y'all to get y'all act together because y'all messing it up for the rest of the females who are trying to be on point. Causing me some distress where I can't live outside the hurt.
Because most women, I'm not saying all women, a lot of women, when they meet you, you know, the biological clock is already ticking, so you got to do everything you're going to do before that alarm go off.
You better sure hurry up.
Right, but why I got to hurry up if I'm exploring?
Okay, dang, what you gonna do? Be exploring till you're about 59?
Deidre,
I'm
exploring
till I'm ready.
Deidre, I'm gonna say it like this. It's plain and simple. There are two modes of mindset when people start this whole relationship thing. Your mindset, and the mindset of most women, you have to basically roll the dice and hope that what you're getting is what you want and what you need to have your plans do what you want them to do. Most of y'all ain't that lucky with rolling the dice.
You dang so right. Well, ladies, I know y'all out there, and I know y'all listening, and surely, I'm not the only one who kind of feels the same way that I'm feeling. So please call in and talk to me, at least side with me or something, just for girl power's sake. Go ahead and call in at 760-683-2662. Call in now. I need your help. Where the ladies at?
Deidre.
Yes.
Do you realize that most women are basically, have you played double dutch before?
Yes.
Okay, and you know how when the rope starts turning,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to do that toggle situation to jump in?
Okay.
That rope, that's life. That's relationships with God. When you see that guy that you think is Mr. Right, and you do get to jump in, and you start doing your little dance in that rope, in that relationship, hey, what can happen? You know what happens sometime in that rope. You get tripped up, right?
Right.
You got to start all over again. That's what it is. Every relationship that you are in is not meant to take you to the promised land. If it was, you would have been married set. You would have married, had your way set from the time you were 16 and your mother and your father let you date in the first place. That doesn't happen to everybody.
It doesn't happen to everybody. But I'm saying, after you have surpassed puberty, you done went on and you've become a mature adult. It's time for you to be serious. Come on. Why are you going to waste somebody's time? What's the point? Because here you're saying, you keep saying, most women think like most women do XYZ. Okay, so dudes, if y'all already know that most women do this thing, then you should go into a relationship knowing that, as PJ said earlier, the woman plans out her life, and in most time she's planning out dudes' life too. So if you know that that's what women are gonna do anyway, why don't you say, look here, Slim, hey. This is not going to go down like you think it's going to go down. This is how we're going to take it and put it out there or walk away from the get.
Deidre, when you get into a relationship with a dude, you're saying that's what a guy should do. But let's take it from your perspective. So when you get, I guess, when it's like your third time talking to this dude, do you sit down and tell him, okay, look, you made it past 2 days. I'm going to tell you right now, I see you going the distance. You're going to be here at the end of the month. Then we're going to be engaged by 6 months. You don't lay stuff
out
like that.
I don't lay stuff out like that. But what I'm saying is, it's probably why I'm probably still single, is that when I do meet somebody and we're talking and discussing, some of those big pointers like, yo, dude, I want a kid. So if that's not in your plan or something like that within the next couple of years or something like that, then, yeah, we can cut this off right now.
Right, but the way you said it doesn't give them options.
It does give them an option. Either you keep going or then you stop. Hey, sounds good to me.
Deidre. Are you telling him this after you both said I love you to each other?
Jeff,
Ho 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 ho.
Jeff, here's the problem. I ain't got to know I love yous yet. I'm telling you up front, I want kids. And if that doesn't work for you, then there's no second date, there's no third date, there's no fourth. It's I'm out. I'm good.
That's almost as bad as a woman going to the club with a diamond ring on her wedding finger, expecting the right dude to see past the charade and be like, I know you're not married, girl. Come on. That's just as bad. You're sabotaging yourself.
You know what? But
go ahead. But you know what?
I actually agree with Deidre to an extent. I think that women should be more honest about what they want up front in the beginning. Maybe not planning out their life or having planning out my life, but I definitely think that they need to be more honest. And then I think you could stay away from heartbreak a lot easier if people are more honest about what you expect from this relationship. So I think if Deidre is telling them, hey, I want a child, do you want a child? If you don't want a child, we don't even need to keep going. I think that'll save a whole lot of people some time, effort, and heartache. I really believe that.
So Deidre, I want you to go to I Want to Knock You Up meetup.
And they probably have those.
I want you to go to that meetup, and I want you to have a good time so you can get your baby on.
Seriously, Jeff.
Okay.
But is that going to save you from heartache?
Seriously?
From your heart being broken?
No. What I'm saying is in regards to you broke my heart and I want you back, is I'm not understanding how it is that you can break up with somebody other than, you know, us talking earlier about him seeing me happy or seeing old boy happy, and now you're like, oh no, can't nobody have you but me. But I'm just saying,
right.
You know, people who are like, you know, well, I broke up because I thought it was the best thing at the time, and then now you want to come back. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I think that
person who says I'm leaving because I think it's the best thing for us right now, I think that's a cop out, and I think that you shouldn't have been in a relationship in the first place, period.
In the first place.
Okay. Here we go. because I said this last week, and Joy was like, okay, Jeff, you might need to go ahead and jump on and do it. I was the dumper. I dumped her. She was the dumpee. And I went back and I said, baby, I want you back.
She should have sent your tail, turned you around, and sent you home.
Well, it could have went either way.
Right.
But it didn't. So, I mean,
But did you dog her, Jeff?
No, it wasn't. No, I didn't dog her. It was just a situation that I realized. It was a relationship that went from two people seeing each other every day. Then I went away to school, so it was that situation of I realized that I'm not a long distance person.
Yeah, you want to play the field. That's all that was.
Well, that may be part of it. When I'm watching people on dates, when I'm watching people walk around all lovey-dovey, when I'm watching couples, you know, spending that quality time together, and my quality time is just a phone call, Yeah, I realize that I want more. That's not really wanting to play the field, Deidre. I mean, you can say that, and you can, you know, you can give the evil connotations that women do.
Evil connotations, really?
You can live in that hurt if you want to. But for me, it was a situation of I was a good dude trying to do the right thing, but I saw that I wanted a whole lot more. So what I did was I took it upon myself to get face-to-face with her and end it so that she can go her way and I can go mine, and that I'm not feeling the way I'm feeling. Because if I had gotten to that dark place in which I decided that I'm out of state, out of mind, then yeah, then I would have been dead wrong for everything that I did. But I took the road less traveled, and I said to her, I said, I think, you know, we should break up, this, that, and the third. You know, and you know, I might have thrown some little BS with it to make it kind of worse on my side, so that she would see that this was more of a serious thing, and something that she couldn't turn around. So I said it to her. You know, she took it. She came with the tears and the why I don't understand. And I said, look, this is how I had to be. But it was a situation that, you know, for us, you know, I gave her space, but then, you know, we were still friends. You know what I'm saying? Even though it was a bad situation, you know, it was a good bad situation and not a bad bad situation if I was dog.
Yeah. And I think, Jeff, that I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, but I think in your situation, yes, that would feel heartbreak. But
oh my gosh,
I think it was more of a clean break in a sense.
No.
Like you said, y'all still have the opportunity to still be friends.
I'm sorry because I'm okay. And the person that you broke her heart, you know, I'm glad you went back and all this kind of stuff. But I mean, if you listen to that situation, you didn't want to be a long distance person, and you was trying to do what was right or whatever. So you basically broke up a relationship based on distance. There was nothing that she did per se. And so then since it was a quote unquote clean break and y'all decided to be friends, I mean, But here's the thing. The thing is what if y'all had never gotten back together? What if you had found someone else up there who was able to give you whatever? Now I'm your friend, and now I'm watching the man that I care about, the man that I may have told him that I love him, and he's with another girl, and I'm supposed to keep the good faith of being a friend because you did the quote-unquote right thing. Really?
Deidre, first thing, here's the first thing I want to say to you is
what?
However somebody breaks up with you, if you're going by some textbook situation that you've seen day in, day out, left and right on good times, the break brunch or whatever. So you're not even taking into account that somebody could break up with somebody because of distance, because of something on near side of the fence. You want it to be some super wrong thing, like he cheated, she cheated. You want it to be something like for a guy to walk up to a girl and say, you know what, babe, you know, this, you know, I'm really not feeling you no more. I'm being honest with you. I know this might sound like some BS, but, you know, I'm really not feeling you in this whole situation no more, so I want to break up. That right there is more devastating to a woman, point blank, period, because it's, number one, it's truth, it's honesty, and there ain't nothing she can combat it with. Except
right.
For to take it and roll. Now, for the second thing, if you are my friend, if we break up and you are my friend, I'm not expecting you to sit up as a muddled mass in the corner of a room somewhere watching me go off and do all these great things with my life that you could not do yourself. If you choose to sit as that
come
mad in the corner of the room, heartbroken, and all that other stuff, you go right ahead and you watch everybody
else
be happy. What?
You better say it.
Yes.
And
so,
that's the truth. Deidre, that is the honest to God truth. And I was actually that person that was the muddle mass. Like, I can honestly say that I was the muddle mass that Jeff just spoke about. Because everyone else, every time they broke up with me, every woman that has broken up with me has moved on with their life and enjoyed their life. And yeah, I said, oh yeah, we could be friends, da 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 da. But and I was their friend. Like, I don't play around with friendship. I was their friend. But when it was just me, I was a muddled mess. I like that. I'm gonna have to blog muddled mess. But it wasn't until, like, seriously, it wasn't until I said, you know what, I'm making the decision to be this way. I'm making the decision. Yes, it's okay for you to feel hurt. It's okay for you to feel like your time was wasted. It's okay for you to feel like your investment has come up short. You feel those feelings, but then you keep it moving. And that's the problem with a lot of people who end up heartbroken. They stay right in there in the heartbreak. They stay there. And I was one of those people, but until I made the decision to say, you know what, I'm going to be heartbroken, but I'm moving on. I'm going to be, you know, it's going to hurt. Yeah, I lost something, because grief and loss doesn't just stop with someone dying. Whenever you lose something, you grieve. And so you grieve the relationship that ended, but you don't have to stay there. And, my mantra for 2011 and beyond, I don't need your permission to be happy. I don't need your permission to move on. I don't need your permission to remain heartbroken or to not be heartbroken anymore. I can make the decision to move on and be happy. And I like that, Jeff, because whoever, you know, the person that Jeff broke up with, you know, yeah, it hurt. I'm sure it hurt. And I'm sure it hurt Jeff on some level as well. But he made a decision to move on, she made a decision to move on, and they made the decision to be friends. And a lot of people don't recognize, like, the power in friendship, how powerful friendship can be in establishing a better relationship. And because they didn't have that animosity, yeah, that was hurt, but because they didn't have that animosity, Jeff got an opportunity to see that ain't nothing else out there, ain't nobody, you know, it's plenty of fish in the sea, but it's just this one that I can't seem to let go. And he manned up. He put his balls out there because, like you say, it could have went the other way. But he manned up, put his balls out on the chopping block, and he said, I made a mistake, or I realized, or I grew the hell up, or, you know, I'm willing to, I don't care if it's 100 miles away, you just the one I want. And then she made the decision. Because he didn't force it on her. He didn't put a gun in her mouth. He didn't do none of that. She made the decision, you know what? I'm willing to give it another try.
DJ, here's my problem. It seems like you mad because a guy's honest with what he wants. If he don't want you, he don't want you. But what are the other options? And then if a guy cheats or does something different, then you mad at that.
No. The problem is, I don't have a problem with you leaving. If you're gonna leave, then leave. My problem is you coming back. What happens is what's to say? And I know, Jeff. We go back and forth about this whole living in the pain or whatever it is, but if you broke my heart, I mean, like, I went through, and let's just say, and I'm just using your example, you know, because yours was a clean, it was, you know, you were being serious, you were being real, because I'm an advocate for truth. Tell me the truth, keep it real, okay? So it wasn't you, it wasn't me, you just needed some time or whatever, but I was willing to work on whatever the problem was. But you still broke up with me. And so now I'm hurt, I'm feeling the pain, I'm doing whatever, and then for you to come back, it's like, I'm sorry, maybe I'll never be mature, whatever, but I'm always going to wonder if, you know, what if something else happens and you want to walk again? That's another hurt I'm going to have to go through.
Wow.
you walked away because you were okay with it. I mean, I'm just saying, if you're going to leave, then be a man of your actions and keep fucking... Keep walking.
Yeah.
Just keep walking. Don't come back.
I feel you, Deidre. I feel you, too. I feel what you're saying.
I'm not saying that, you know, that y'all can't come back and all this kind of stuff. I'm just saying that when you make decisions to do stuff, be man or woman enough to be okay with your decision and keep moving. Don't keep backtracking.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty of it, you know, because there's been a many a time that I've taken somebody back and I shouldn't have. I should have let them walking. But it was
so
just
you should
like,
never take anybody back that breaks up with you, DJ.
No,
is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying in the times that I have taken somebody back, I shouldn't have. You know. So hey, it works. Sometimes it works for people. Sometimes it don't. It's just I'm just saying that you know people need to be held accountable for their actions. I mean, everybody in this time and age. People are so quick to say, I'm leaving, I don't have to put up with this, I'm not dealing with this right now, or whatever, and then they walk away. And then because everybody keeps feeding everybody this whole, you got to live outside the herd, and you got to forgive people, and all this kind of stuff, and then people get these second chances, and you were not held accountable for what the hell you done did. That's all I'm saying. I really don't want to come off as bitter. It's just like I'm tired of people saying, you know, man up and get over it and just accept it. No, dude, you need to accept what the hell you did. Or, girl, you need to accept that you left him.
Amen.
He's coming back now. That's all I'm saying.
Amen.
Again, ladies, I know y'all out there, and I'm probably on everybody's piss list right now, but y'all call in and let's talk about this. I broke your heart, and I want you back. Maybe you want to give some people out there some tips on how to, you know, or maybe you can give some scenarios on what you did to get your girl back. Or maybe you have one of those philosophies, you know, you're ex for a reason, so I'm not coming back to you at all under no circumstances. Whatever it is, give us a call at 760-683-2662.
Hi, Deidre.
Hi, Jeff. It's all love. It's all love. PJ, you get quiet and then you come back. What do you got to say for real, for real?
No, I'm just listening. It sounds like a person doesn't get another chance if they break up with you. They just done. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not the case. That's not the case all the time. See, because there are some situations where it is a mutual decision to part ways. And then we both go out there and we both realize that, hey, we were good together. And then we come back and then, hey, it works out. But I don't know. I guess with my own personal experience and also I've had girlfriends to cry on my shoulders. I mean, just like brokenhearted. And I am an advocate for whatever you decide to do, I am behind you 100%. If you want to leave, girl, I am there to help you pack your bags and go. And if you want to come back, I'm probably going to say in my head, you stupid to go back, but I'm going to pack your bags and we're going to put your stuff right back in that house. But it just irritates me how people can be so careless with the whole, I'm done. I don't want to deal with this anymore, you know, whatever, whatever. They go out there, they see that the grass is not greener or that what they expected was going to be lovely, you know, whatever. So maybe the girl done picked up some pounds since y'all been together, and you going out there to find the younger, newer model and realize that that younger, newer model can't hold you intellectually. And so you come back to home because you was really getting more than you thought you was. And so it's just like, I just think people just need to be held accountable. That's all. I just think we need to think about this stuff before we make rash decisions or we make decisions out of emotions. Oh, okay. So we have Roland from California. Roland, hopefully you're on my side.
How you doing today?
Hello.
Well, you know, when it comes on to relationships, really it doesn't have anything to do with size. You know, right is right and wrong is wrong. You know, when people often go through relationship problems and they separate, you know, there's that time when some people, when you really, truly love, you go through a mourning process, just like if you lost an individual in your life. And once someone gets over that phase or has already begun to go through that phase, it's almost kind of difficult to reel that person back in, you know, because what happens is, especially, let's say, for a woman, for example, she may have done grieved the loss of that relationship way before dude decided he wanted to come back. So now that he's trying to come back, she's through with him. And for a guy, when he loves, that's when you start noticing all the emotions start to come out. See, which we run into a problem because you don't want an overly emotional guy. Those are the guys that's usually running around with the AKs and trying to jump off the building and trying to remove the whole family. So, you know, people have to be really careful when they're trying to come back into a relationship. You got to really start from the foundation, start building up all over again, not pick up where you left off.
I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. Jeff, you don't have anything to comment off of that?
No.
No. Okay. Well, Roland, we appreciate your call. We have another caller on the line. What is your comment, question, concern?
She dropped.
Oh, okay.
I think she's going to call us back. So.
Okay. PJ, you have any response to what Roland had to say?
Well, I mean, you know, it was cute.
Did you say it was cute?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, it was cute. But how many people really go through a mourning process? Somebody break up with you on Thursday, you at the club on Friday night. Who really goes through a mourning process? I mean,
may not go through a mourning process, but women do.
Well, that's your fault. That's your problem.
That's our problem? Seriously? Seriously, this cannot be happening. Where is my Heather at? I don't understand this. But anyway, Heather may be thinking the same thing as y'all thinking, and y'all bogus right now.
Okay, Deidre, I will give it to you. I know for a fact that some of your sisters out there do go through a mourning process. And, you know, they boohoo themselves to death. But still, they have to be able to pick themselves up, dust themselves off, and head back out there again because they are worthy to. They feel that they are worthy to be on somebody's arm. They are worthy.
Right. No way. No, hold up. I'm not saying that they shouldn't pick themselves up and go on and be ready for another relationship. What I am saying is that you are done with that person. After I done mourned. I'm going to move on.
I do not believe that every woman out there, if she feels the way you do, that you are all going through the worst breakup possible in order for you to say something like that. If you are met with a breakup that is truthful on his side of the fence,
mm-hmm.
and there is truly nothing that you can combat it with, some type of evil feeling or something like that, then there is no need for you to, I feel there's no need know 75,000 other chicks who have gone through the same thing, and they keep on going through it over and over and over again, then there's something wrong in the dude that they're choosing.
This is true. I agree with that.
So basically, you go through this cycle. After three times, please evaluate the dude that you chose. And if dudes A, B, and C have all been the same type of dude, you might need to do something different to get something different out of the situation. Because clearly, it's not working for you because you are setting yourself up to basically be done with some guy because, dun, 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 he's broken up with you in the wrong way.
Well, I'm not saying that you... This isn't about being broke up in the wrong way. This is about you breaking my heart and now you coming back for whatever your reasons are.
Okay.
Our caller has called back in. So, caller, what do you have to say?
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Well, I can only talk from the leaver side. I left, and it was only for a week, but I did leave. I packed my entire life up and left.
Mm.
Over the course of that week, we talked. We decided that, hey, I was a little rash.
Exactly. See, right there.
And I came back.
That right there.
I'm human. That's what happens when you deal with people who have emotions. Stuff happens.
But I'm saying that is the exact point that I'm trying to make. When people make rash decisions based on their emotions versus sitting down in it and discussing it and seeing if it can work so you're not breaking up and causing all of this heartache. That's all I'm saying.
And you know what? You know what? I would totally agree with you if people didn't have emotions, but they do. It's just that simple. I have them, you have them, he had them. I left. And
yeah,
I'm
but
serious.
When you
I hacked everything.
But
literally.
When I, how come you couldn't go and, you know, stay away for a little bit? Why you have to be so extreme?
Because that's me. I am extreme. I'm in or I'm out. You know this.
Yes, Lord.
So, it was that's how I deal with it. He could have very well been like, you know what, you broke my heart. I'm not going to deal with you anymore. And it would have been well within his right, and there would have been nothing I could do about it. But it didn't work out that way. And 3 years later, we're still together, and we're doing fairly well.
Who the fuck is 3 years later? Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Hush, baby. I'm on the phone. Excuse me. So
wow.
Anyway, the grass.
This is getting funny.
It's really not funny. Don't laugh.
Okay. Well,
so
can
anyway,
we, can
my
we,
point
can,
being,
can,
the situation.
Can
no.
we talk to him since he's
no.
there?
Mm-mm.
Why not? Did
okay.
he?
Because I just said no.
Okay.
Okay, what were you saying? Since we can't talk to the other party, which I'm sure would be quite hilarious, what he has to say.
Can y'all talk something wide to handle the situation right quick?
No. Okay.
All righty. Again, if you would like to call in and give us your opinion, you could call in at 760-683-2662.
Just make sure your mate ain't in the room.
Oh.
All righty.
Yeah, but Deidre, people make mistakes. You know, and my thing is, you know, people do, they make mistakes. So what happens if somebody makes a mistake and they break your heart and it was an honest mistake? They can't come back? Is that what you're saying?
PJ, I keep telling you, no, that is not what I'm saying.
He's not coming across like that, Deidre.
Okay, well, how many ways can I say? I'm not saying that in all situations you can't come back and you end up having a good relationship or whatever. All I'm saying is before you start trying to before you break up with somebody or you walk away or whatever, take a moment to yourself to kind of get yourself in order, because your actions could hurt somebody. That's all. I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm back. Hello. Okay. On what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I was not gonna expound on what the problem was, but that wasn't the top of the problem. That for me, that was the last straw. You see what I'm saying? So I like I said, I don't know about anybody else. All I know is at the time we were going through something that was it was constant. You know, it constant meaning like every few weeks, this same thing is coming up. Same thing. Over. We talk about it. You say you're going to change. You don't change. We talk about it. You say you're going to change. You don't change. After a while, you're just like, okay, what's the point of talking anymore?
Okay, but
go ahead.
Well, evidently you left and then y'all talked about it.
And it fixed the problem. The problem is fixed. I don't have that problem anymore.
Okay.
And on his part, he has to trust that just because I did get up and leave, that I won't do it again. But on my part, I have to trust that he heard what I said, not just that time, but the entire time, that he's finally heard what I'm saying, and he's working on his part too, because whoever leaves, it's not just their fault. Seriously, people don't just arbitrarily wake up and decide they're going to leave.
Not all people.
Most people. Now, I'm not saying it's not those people that, you know, get up and like you said, she's gained a little weight and he's looking for new Miss whoever, or she's looking for somebody who can make her some money. But those type of people were in it for the wrong reason to begin with.
That's true.
And, you know, just total, in my opinion, total different. That's apples and oranges.
I'll agree with that.
Again, like I said, I can only go from the leaver's point of view, because, yes, I did. I packed every single thing that belonged to me and left in less than 6 hours. It's very unfortunate.
Well, we are glad that your relationship took a hit. Y'all were able to work that out, and y'all are back together. And 3 years later, everything is going good. Did I get you?
Yes, it's fairly well.
Good.
So anyway, thank you for listening.
I still here.
So, Deidre, let me ask you a question. Deidre, are you still there? Hello, Deidre?
She said I can't hear you. She's on the show. She says, keep it moving.
Okay, cool. Hey, TJ, have you ever been in a situation that, you know, you had to stop somebody from breaking up with somebody because the reason to you sounded ridiculous?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, see, here's my thing. And people don't want to believe this, but in a relationship, particularly a marriage, you know, you go through phases. You know, some phases are great, some phases are not so great. You know, and sometimes people in a non-great phase, you know, they leave. You know, I had a guy, he was like, well, my wife is not supporting me, so, you know, I'm out. And I'm like, dude, that's not smart. That is dumb.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't break up with her, and he was glad that he didn't. You know, things go through phases, you know, and when the chips are down, you know, people make decisions. Sometimes people make mistakes, you know. And it's funny how people want all this mercy when they make a mistake, but they don't, you know, they don't want to give any when somebody else makes a mistake.
Right. Right.
It's crazy to me.
Or, to take it a step further, you know, while you were doing whatever you were doing, you know, that in the end you wanted that mercy, why didn't you think about the ramifications of what you were doing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good, but I don't know anybody who hasn't made a mistake, though. That's good talk, but it's just not reality.
Right. Oh, no, you might know one
even
person.
Even Deidre's made mistakes.
I think her name is Deidre.
I don't make mistakes.
Oh, you just made one.
Oh, come on. Everybody makes mistakes. We're not perfect. What do you have to say, Joey?
About what do I have to say about what?
Anything.
I don't know. I was just listening to what everybody was saying, and you know, it's kind of the same. You know, I kind of feel like, you know, on one side, like, yeah, you gotta have room for forgiveness. You gotta have room to, you know, be able to reconcile, even if it's not going to be the relationship that you once had or you left. Like, you don't want to ever be the person that just sits around and holds grudges or sits in heartache for the rest of your life and you're miserable and there's no movement and there's no changes. But on the other side, I agree with what Deidre, what you said earlier as well, that people have to understand that with every decision you make, with every action, there's a reaction, there's a consequence. And if you're gone, you should stay gone, you know, or just make the decision. Don't be just thinking you hurt me and I forgive you, let's start from where we left off. So I kind of am on both sides of the fence because I've never been until recently I did have my first experience with being the dumper, which sounds disgusting. Dumber. Anyway,
exactly.
With being the person that initiated the breakup. But it's one of those things where you have to, like, my whole philosophy is, especially after the one girl that I did take back and she ended up cheating again, so that really solidified my decision that once an ex, it's pretty much over, especially if I know the relationship wasn't going to ever go to marriage, or it wasn't at the point of my life I'm at now. I'm not getting back together so that we can go back to being boyfriend and girlfriend. I don't have that type of energy or time. And, you know, I think people just have to, I think the most thing that I've learned from my whole being the person who's brokenhearted and someone comes back and say, I want you back, or I just want to sleep with you, or I want us to be friends with benefits, or whatever you want to call it. Like, just having that conversation is just always weird for me because I've already kind of made up my mind, like, I'm done. Like, and yeah, we can be friends because friendship is, I can deal with friendship, but because I know I don't have to put like you said, I think it was Jeff or Deidre, I can't remember who said it, probably was Deidre, but you, when you're in a relationship with somebody, you do expose yourself. Like, you giving them something that not even your own family sees. They see you in context of love and intimacy and being vulnerable and whatnot, whether you're male or female. I think we all have those moments of just, you know, just being vulnerable and being, and exposing, taking off your layers that you don't show to anybody. And so when your heart is broken or someone takes advantage of that, it is hard to get over it. And no, you shouldn't just tell somebody they need to move on, but I definitely subscribe to this thing that if you make the decision to move on, then I also have the, not only do I have the ability, but I have the right to move on as well.
Heather, how do you feel about this?
What? How do I feel about what? Ask me specifically.
Hi, Heather.
I mean, having your heart broken and then they come back and they say, I want you back. Everybody makes mistakes. This is the constant theme that we're hearing all day, well, all night. Beat up on Deidre because everybody makes mistakes and get over it. Is that how you feel too, Heather?
Well, no, I think if it is done, I mean, your heart is always broken. Well, let me say this. Number one, I don't believe that every time someone leaves us, our heart is broken as much as we are deceived by the pain of being rejected. So you're not necessarily heartbroken like you were so in love. I think of a lot of it has to do with the fact that you've been rejected by something or someone that you want to be with. For me, there have been relationships where I was like, I take them back, I want them back. And then once it was really over and out of my system and I was over being rejected, I look back on and I'm like, no, never again. Like, I don't even need to have a conversation with you. Ain't nothing we need to talk about. Ain't nothing we need to catch up on. You don't got to call me. You ain't got to text me. And I'm just as fine. So I think that, yeah, people do make mistakes. But you have to determine whether or not, you know, because you can be over some people. I mean, you can be beyond some people and it not be what you need, you know, what you need as far as a partner. And people change over time. So thinking that you're getting back with the person you were with 2-3 years ago, I think Joey was saying, you know, he's a different person now. There's no need in getting back together to play the boyfriend-girlfriend game because you're in a different place. And I think it's important for people to realize that what you think you're going back to may not be the same person that they were then. You know, because sometimes we get out here and leave somebody and realize the grass isn't green on the other side, but who you're coming back to isn't the same person that they were when you left.
Yeah, because they put some new grass on their lawn.
Wow.
So, Deidre, you wouldn't take anybody back?
Whoa.
Yes, yes, I would take them back. I have.
Oh, you would.
I have.
But
I'm not.
I mean,
I'm not. Wait, now, wait, hold up. I'm not. I'm not saying everybody get to come back. Now, if you don't took me, I mean, like, if it was an emotional roller coaster for me. And I mean, because I'm somebody that is always trying to figure out what it is, what's going on, what happened. And if you can't, you can't really talk to me and tell me about this. And I done shared and purged and all this kind of stuff. And I done tried to make some changes to make you happy or feel comfortable or take into consideration what you said and you still leave. Yeah. Don't come back. Because the door is closed. Matter of fact, the door is closed. I done moved to another house, probably done moved to another city or another state. Don't come back because I ain't there.
All of Deidre, okay, so what if you and old boy just met and it's the third day you know, the third day you see him, and then you lay it down. Look, dude, you know what I'm saying? I want a kid. So if you don't want a kid, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got, you know, you can go your way. I can go mine. We can cut this right now. Okay? So what you say?
You sound just like her, Jeff.
That ain't what I sound like, Joey. Stop that.
So you tell old boy that. So then let's say 6 months goes by. You know, he's changed. He now wants what you want. He sees you in the mall. You got your stilettos on. He approaches
you. No, I got them on.
And then he approaches you, and y'all start talking. And, you know, y'all start talking back on the phone, and then he breaks it down. Look, Deidre, I want another shot with you. I know what you want. I know you want that baby. I'm ready to go half on a baby with you. What's up?
But
you want to take him back?
But that's a different scenario. I'm talking about I'm in a relationship with someone, and then they leave. It's a wrap. Depending on what the situation is. But if I just met you and I'm giving you the rundown, and if I'm still available when you done decided that now you want to give me what I want, hey, yeah, I'll entertain what you're trying to say. But if I done already found somebody else, what did Chris Brown say? Deuces. On to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Those
and that's...
Go ahead.
I just can't even understand why people don't get it the first time around. I'm kind of like a realist in that aspect. I believe that you don't have to break up. In my mind, and this is just me, my opinion, I don't think that you have to break up with somebody, realize, oh, this is the best thing that happened to me, let me go back and get them, when you could have just kept them.
Right.
And realize that, okay, I need to step up my game. I need to, you know, get my act together, and I have the right person for me, because you know this. I'm sorry. You can't spend 6 months, because I believe everything happens in 6 months, but that's just me. But you can't spend 6 months. You can't spend a year. You can't spend 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and say, oh, I don't know this person, or I don't know if they're for me, or I don't know if this is what I want. You break up with them, you go fish around, or you go play in other ponds, or whatever the hell you do, then you say, oh, I realize this is the right person for me, let me go get them back. I'm just saying, if you don't have extenuating circumstances, like Jeff said, the distance thing, because everybody can't do long distance, that's not for everybody, fine. Or you don't have a circumstance where I don't know if I want a baby, because a baby is a serious, you know, having children is a serious step. But just that one, that chance, that one scenario, that one moment where you can't decide whether or not you want to be in a relationship, you break up with them, and then you realize, no, this is what I want, and you want to come back, that doesn't make any sense to me. I don't, those things are mind-boggling to me. Like, I'm so confused, does not make any sense to me. If you knew this was the person for you, why did breaking up with them and realizing that you might lose them make you wake up? Somebody fill in the gap for me, because I'm lost.
Because people grow and mature. Everybody's not mature when they're in a relationship.
Then why get into one then? Why get into a relationship if you know you're not mature? If you know you
don't
want
to
commit.
Until they get in.
Say that again?
Some people don't know until they're in it.
Man, that means you are just mentally retarded. Because I don't understand. Like, you learn in relationships. Like, when you're in a relationship, you don't stop learning. You don't stop maturing. You don't stop growing. What about the breakup part? What about ending the relationship makes you realize that you have made a mistake and you want the person back? Why couldn't you realize that in the relationship? Because you learn. You mature. You grow. You don't stop because when you get married, you don't stop growing. You don't stop learning about the person. People get comfortable, or people make the decision to become stagnant. But really, you continue to learn. You continue to grow. So my thing is, why even take someone through a heartache or a heartbreak or whatever when you already know? Why does the breakup or the person becoming fed up with you make your light bulb come on.
Because they scared, then, Joey. They get scared. Get scared of losing something.
I got told when I was about 17 years old that practice makes perfect.
Well,
and
you might want to go practice on someone else. Go ahead. I said go practice on someone else.
Hello.
Right. So when they told me that practice makes perfect, they were telling me that to let me know that from the time I start having girlfriends to the time I get a wife, every relationship is basically practice at me being a husband, because nobody can go and be single and then decide when they're ready to get married that everything that I know as a single person is dead right for me to be in a relationship, because everybody knows that when you go into a relationship, you have to become a different creature than your single self if you want to survive in that relationship. You have to learn another person. You have to learn another person. You have to pay attention to another person. You have to be able to talk to that other person. You have to be able to learn their mood swings and everything else. And when you start doing that, that changes you. It's just like as if you have a child. If you're a married couple or you're a single parent, a child changes you because you have to be so involved with this other person that you change and you grow. You become a new creature. So, yes, practice makes perfect. And there is just no way that you can expect for a person to have it all together when they get into a relationship. If y'all are sitting here talking about people getting in to what we are now talking about as far as relationships, because we are all of a certain age, then we're not even talking to the demographic that might be listening, who are 20-something-year-old people who are just trying to get it right to get through the next day in a relationship.
Heather, before you say that, somebody said something in the chat room. It says the role model ideally should come from our parents, but not often a factor in the African American community or culture.
What I was going to say kind of lends itself to that, but not so much even your first picture of marriage or that kind of relationship is normally within the home or within the family. But that's not necessarily the way that I don't think that you need to practice by having boyfriends and girlfriends to prepare yourself for marriage. I think the qualities that make a marriage work of communication, compromise, selflessness, those are in everyday relationships. It's just like how God compares himself as being the spiritual father, no more than your earthly father would make sure you have food and have this and have that. I, as your spiritual father, will make sure. So I think everything relates. You need to be able to have effective relationships on your job, within your family, with friends, at school. So, yeah, when you get out of college and you get your first job, ain't no practicing on no job. You're learning to be on time in the sixth grade when you have to go from one class to another. You got to be on time, because there's somewhere in life where being on time is going to make all the difference. Because you know what? If you don't get it in sixth grade and then you don't have it in college and you don't have it at work, you're going to spend money on a plane ticket and miss your flight. If you're not at the bus stop, you're going to miss the bus. So I'm saying there are ideal situations in life that prepare us for partnership, for relationship. And in marriage, there are key elements like communication and compromise, sharing, understanding, having sympathy and empathy for one another, all of those things that you build in your character along the way, that it doesn't take multiple relationships to do that.
Right. I definitely agree with that. You don't have to be in a million relationships to get one right. I think the thing about it is we learn, it's more so the behaviors rather than the person. Like a lot of times, people aren't unhappy with the person that they are with. They're unhappy with the behaviors that the person is displaying. And in our case, if you're going around breaking people's hearts because you are immature or you don't know what you want, one, you need to stop practicing on people. I like that, Deidre. Don't practice on me. I don't need you to practice on me because I'm not no football field. I ain't no Olympic course that you're trying to conquer. I need you to know what you want. And the way you do that is, one, by knowing yourself, but two, checking your behaviors. And I think a lot of it, I can't really put it on the people that are immature fully or the people that act immature. I kind of put it on the people like me who know what to look for, what not to accept, and we still accept it all in the name of I don't want to be alone or I want this, I want that. Because a lot of times, sometimes our heartache is our fault, and that's just how I look at it. Some of the heartache, not all of it, but a big chunk of it is our fault because we see the red flags or we see that these people not ready to be in a relationship. We see it, but because of the whole I don't want to be by myself or I want to be married or I want to be in a relationship or bull spit, whatever else you want to say. You know that this person doesn't, you know you about to set yourself up for heartache because people, you cannot hide behaviors. People can hide their, you know, they can hide who they are, but you can't hide behavior. What's in you is going to come out. And we see the behavior. We see it and we accept it or we let it in. And then when they break our hearts, then we're sitting up there looking stupid. And I think go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say what you're saying is so true, especially the piece about sometimes a lot of our heartache is our own, because when you see a situation and you know that it's not good for you, that it's not beneficial for you,
mm-hmm.
and you still engage, then you're switching up a lot. And I think a lot of times, you know, we want, instead of us, and we probably should have a show on this one day, on how to properly date and court one another. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, when you start doing stuff, investing, and I'll speak from a woman's perspective, when you start investing in a man, and that means, you know, you're checking on him, just want to make sure you're all right. Oh, did you have dinner? I'm cooking tonight. Oh, you want me to drop your clothes off? I mean, all these things, that's not your role. When y'all should be going
not
to the movie, having dinner, taking walks in the park, not asserting yourself or taking on responsibilities that are not yours, because at that point you've invested something. So when he's not responsive how you would like for him to be, then you like, oh, you're mistreating me. No, he's treating you at the level in which he's engaging with you.
Whoa.
Heather, here's my question for everybody. And we're talking about heartbreak. And I got a question, and I don't want you to answer yet because I got a statement. Do you take somebody back if the heartache is your fault? Because a lot of times we participate in our own heartbreak, especially women. Stop wifing a dude that is not even treating you like a good girlfriend. If you wifing a dude and he's not doing the same thing back, how are you hurt when you're not getting the same thing and you've already established, look, we just boyfriend and girlfriend, and you cooking for him, and you helping him pay for his other baby child support, and you making sure he gets to work, and then if he don't reciprocate, then you heartbroken. That's the part I don't understand.
And you're absolutely right. And I'm saying to you, do you take that person back? I say no, and here's why. Because at that point, he very well may be ready to make you wife, but I know there are very few women who are prepared to deal with him as husband without the resentment of what previously happened. So you're going to do one of two things, continually remind him, oh, so now you want to be with me, da-da-da, when I used to do it, or what she used to do back then, she's not going to do now. Because I'm angry because that, or I have convinced myself that that doesn't work for you because it didn't work back then. And it's like anything else. You go out here and call yourself getting ready to plant some flowers in the snow, okay. But that don't mean they're going, you won't get any return.
Right.
It has to be done in this right place in the right season. And so that's more to the point of if you're, you know, you're, you know, participant in your own pain, basically. You're self-abusing.
PJ, you asked a very good question, and it made me sit back and just, I almost had to slap myself a few times because that, like, do you go back when you, do you take the person back when it's your own fault? And the truth, what I chose was no, I don't take them back. With the first instance with a young lady, she cheated on me and I took her back and she cheated again, like, you know, she wanted another chance, and I made the decision just based on not just what she did, but based on the decision that I made. I made a decision to take you back. I can't even be mad at you for doing what you're known to do. And so, and I'm just like, man, but why did I fall for that same trap? And it was all in it for me. It's all in the name of I want to do better than what I've seen in my family, in my, you know, and my friends, and I want to show people that relationships can work and that men, there are good men out here, and da-da-da-da this and da-da-da-da that. The second I started thinking for myself, I'm doing this for me because I can't live my life for anybody else. I can't make up for the mistakes that generations of men in my family have done, or the pain that generations of women in my family has gone through because of men or because of relationships. When I literally stopped saying, I can't live my life trying to prove something for people, that's when I was able to, you know, reach my potential to look for what's right for me, to look for what's going to make me happy. And even with heartache, when I made the decision to stop allowing people to break my heart, then you free yourself up on so much stress, so much emotional pain when you just make the decision to live for you. And I don't mean that, you know, I know, because I am Christian, and I know we live for God, but I'm just saying, just in the context of dating, relationships, and getting to that next point in your life and getting over heartache, when you stop trying to prove to the world or to whoever that you can be, like some of us try to prove to our exes, oh, I can be happy without you. You don't have to tell nobody that. You don't have to prove it. You just need to do it. And don't do it for, don't have no agenda just other than you are given this life. It's full of trouble. It's so much pain and destruction out here. Why do I want to add to it with being in a relationship or dating people that are not worth my time, but not only that, that's not ready to be in a relationship? Why am I purposely walking in heartache when I can choose to go a different direction? And if y'all didn't hear PJ's question, man, please go back to Amongst Friends on Demand and listen to that question, because it's so, like, do you take the person back when the heartache is your fault? For me, the answer is no, and I've been in that situation where the heartache, I had to swallow that pill and say the heartache was my fault because they showed me, they told me who they were and what their plans were, and I accepted it all in the name of I don't want to be alone, and I got something to prove. And so that heartache, I couldn't be mad at them. I had to take it.
But I made the decision
that I can't take you back.
Exactly. Here's the other thing, Joey. Sometimes people show you who they are, and then another person will say, well, I know you're this way, but I have the power to change you. You know, my vagina. My vagina
is a fool's dream right there.
my vagina is so good that it's going to change you, and I'm just such a great person,
yay.
And I'm a superhero, and I'm going to change you. And then when you don't change him, then you're heartbroken, and you mad at that person? Come on, man.
But he real, though. That's real talk.
PJ, it's good. It's really good. It's really good, but it's not that good. And I can tell you, I've had some conversations, and I was even shocked. And you know it takes a lot to get me there at the women who really believe that.
They do believe it, Heather.
Yet they can take that twat and twist and turn it, and he's going to be a changed man.
Yeah.
No,
they believe
there,
it, too.
But there are men who feel the same way.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
And
they're
going to flank it, and she's going to be
wide open. No, listen, men are worse. Every problem that a woman has, a man is and every man, and they won't admit it, but every man has said to another man with a woman, and the problem might not even be emotional. You know, a woman might just be an aggressive, you know.
Right.
She might be a businesswoman. She might be somebody who don't take no stuff. Man,
you
she's a lawyer. She got her doctorate, and she don't take no stuff. Oh, she just needs some dick.
PJ, I done had them.
Absolutely for everything.
I done heard them tell me, I'm going to break her. They tell me that all the time.
Yeah,
I still ain't broke. How about that?
Wow.
They just didn't do it. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, really?
I'm just kidding. No, but
hey, y'all,
like
man.
Like
wow. But you know what? I think a lot of that, PJ, especially for men, a lot of it is women's fault.
What?
I really do believe it. Women, I'm sorry, but I do believe that a lot of the reasons why dogs rule, and what I mean by that is why the doggish men rule, is because of the way women, what women allow and what women stroke. And y'all just gave a lot, y'all add a lot of fuel to the fire for a lot of these men out here who say, my dick, my junk, my whatever is going to break you down and going to have you chasing after me. And when y'all do it, they just give them, you know, they just say, oh, see, like I told you, all you got to do is give them some, give it to them good, break them down like fractions in the bedroom, and it's on. And a lot of women have been guilty of that.
You know, I think, Joey, I don't think, you know, like I said, I really would like to do the show about how to properly or what is most beneficial, not necessarily properly, but what's most beneficial when dating and how do you determine what stage and how far you should engage, what is appropriate to give, what is appropriate to receive, because I think that has a great deal to do with whether or not you're heartbroken at the end of any relationship, because sometimes when you know that you've done what you're supposed to do, you know, you're always going to have the disappointment of it not being successful. But at some point, sometimes it's best for that person to walk away. I can truly say right here and today that some of the men who walked out of my life, I probably should have let them go a long time ago. And had they not walked away, I probably would have stayed with them. As dysfunctional, unbeneficial as it was, my vision was not clear in that situation. You found that, you know, one of the things that is so obvious but that we totally negate is that when a man, and I mean, it sounds simple, but it's very hard for people to comprehend, when a man wants you,
he's going to get you.
He's going to ask what he wants you.
Yep.
Because
and that's true.
Y'all go out of y'all way. I don't care if you got to scrape your pennies together, if you got the bar, whatever you have to do, y'all find a way to get what you want, how you want it. You make time for what you want to make time for. You'll sacrifice for it.
And when a man is not like that about you as a woman, you need to determine, you need to hear him, watch him. You understand that it is not an indictment on you, and I think that's the biggest place that we need to move away from in relationships, is it's okay for somebody to say to you, it's okay for people to say, you know what, this relationship isn't for me. That don't make you bad. That don't make you wrong. That don't make you not good. That makes you not for them.
Right. Right. Before we're real close down to the hour, please join in next week where we'll be talking about, can men and women just be friends, and can singles be friends with married people? That's going to be a hot topic next week. So please call in, get with us. We really appreciate you getting on the line tonight and talking to us. This conversation isn't over because we still have stuff to say. So Heather, move on forward.
Yeah, and oh, but before Heather does that, I forgot that last week Heather's exes was supposed to call in at 760-682-6862 and tell us about how she broke your heart and what y'all dealt with it. I remember that.
Right. So where are you at? See, what happened?
Where y'all at? Call in.
703. The line is still open.
That's some complete foolishness right here. That's foolishness.
I'm just saying, the number is.
Wow.
760-2662. There it is. Call in right now.
Wow.
Wait, Joey, I believe his name was Corey. Corey?
Yeah, I think it was too.
Call in. Corey, Courtney, whatever. Your name's
Conrad.
Call on in. 760-683-2662. We need to hear how Heather did it to you. Because she always gets politically correct and stuff. I want to hear the raw and dirty. Call in right now.
Would you believe that I've only broken up with one man?
No, I can believe that because I've only broken up with one woman.
I've only broken up with one man.
Hello? Well, I've been broken up with a couple. I ain't going to even lie.
No, not me. I'm a good girl. I'm nice, Deidre.
I'm nice, too. I'm a nicely break up with you.
Yeah, right, Deidre. Yeah, right.
It's not me. It's not you. It's me.
Oh, please tell me you're not one of them.
Oh, let me see. What else did I say?
You need to find yourself?
No, PJ. No, PJ, I didn't say that.
Well, that's good.
But I did. I do believe, I think I told old boy, I said, I think that there are some things that you want that won't line up with what I want, so I think it's best that we part ways. And for the most part, all of the people that I'm no longer in relationships with, we are still cordial. I mean, even going so far as even with my ex-husband.
Yeah, we're going to have an exes day and just have them all call in because I want to hear from your ex-husband.
Well, he would call in and he would be friendly, but guess his wife would not allow it.
I mean, I don't blame him.
She shut that down. She shut it down. We were having good conversations on his wedding day. He called me. I prayed with him. Everything was good. And when I tell you, let me tell you, after that, no, before his wedding even came, she had blocked me from Facebook and told him he could not have any contact with me. She sure did. I was like, wow.
Oh,
Oh, I ain't mad at her for blocking, you know, for shutting it down. Y'all praying together. That's too much intimacy right there.
Okay, okay, hold on. Are you trying
intimacy.
To tell me, Joey, that I can't be friends with you anymore now that we're not married?
No, not at all. And I know this is to next week, but I'm talking about praying. Y'all praying together, though?
Am I not your friend?
You my friend, but we friends, and we could pray together. But your ex-husband, who just got married, don't need to be praying together because that's some intimacy right there.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy. That's crazy.
That's not crazy. You and him been knocked loose. Matter of fact, y'all used to be married.
Okay,
praying together on his wedding day.
I'm praying that his relationship is better than the one that we were in.
You pray that from a distance.
And when that girl blocked your number, your prayer got answered.
Go ahead, PJ.
But a rep that my number ain't blocked. Now what?
Yeah, when all that stuff got blocked and you got shut down, that was the answer to your prayer right there.
Yep, there it is.
Whatever.
Well, let me say this. And I don't want to sound like I'm preaching. Sometimes a temporary broken heart is better than a forever bad relationship.
Amen.
I'll give you that one every day. I'll give you that. And I'm going to say it again because I've been trying to say it all throughout the whole conversation is I'm not saying that you need to stay in a relationship. If you feel like this is not working for you, then go ahead and leave by all means.
But isn't that emotion? No, if
y'all have sat down and y'all discussed it, what I'm saying is before you make the decision to walk, make sure that y'all have when you're leaving, make that decision like you're gone for good, like you ain't coming back. You know what I'm saying? Don't make a rash decision. If you need some time to get your thoughts together or get your emotions together, then do that. And then
you're out of your mind. Sometimes that's worse than breaking up. You tell a girl you need some time. That don't work.
Yes, it does. Everybody don't. If y'all still listen, don't be listening to PJ. Take you some time.
All right. So you boning the girl. You and the girl banging it out every day. And then one day the guy jump up and say, "Hey, I need some time. I'm going to Florida to get my mind right.
No. I'm not saying we going on a break. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is y'all are having an argument. You have decided in your mind that this is not going to work. All I'm saying is take the time to make sure that you're not making a rash decision. And that may mean, hey, I can't talk to you right now. I need to collect my thoughts because I'm right now in my emotions, I may be making a decision that's going to affect us. All I'm saying is take some time to think objectively. That's all I'm saying.
What if you're not allowed to think objectively?
Who said, how are you not allowed?
Some women don't go for that. Look, you know, I'm about to say something crazy. Or I know some guys who, you know, they feel like getting. So they say, look, I'm going to go outside. I'm going to drive around. No, you're not. You're going to stand here and you're going to finish this conversation. Be a man and finish the conversation. You know, being a man might mean going across the mouth.
But that's what I'm saying. Right. Be that man and say, sweetie, my manhood is not justified by me sitting up here arguing to you when we're both clearly not hearing each other. So I'm going to step away from this situation and I'm going to come back. Now, if this person is in their emotions or whatever, and they say, I'm done, it's finished, I'm whatever, then that's on them. But I'm just saying, people, we have to be accountable for our actions and the things that we are doing. You know, you won't have the situation where you've broken my heart and now I want to come back if you took time to step back and looked at things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be adults and need, you know, well, maybe, hold up. Cause men
That's
adults,
all I'm saying.
Adults
I
don't
agree
make
with you.
Just be mature in
be
the
mature.
Situation.
Okay, let's be mature. What about the guy who's in a relationship and he's feeling like he's being pushed? You know, he loved a girl. I don't want to marry you next week. But the girl got wedding books out. And
okay,
she, you
well,
know,
then tell her, look. Baby, I'm not looking to get married. It is in my plan. Eventually, if we continue to go, how we going? But that's not where I am right now. And either she's going
right, and then you get the ultimatum, and then you get. Well, do you want to be with me or not? Do you want to be with me or not?
Okay.
I guess
the answer is not. Don't be forcing me into something that I don't want to do.
Don't ever make ultimatums, people.
No, they don't work.
They don't.
Well, for some people.
Well, yeah, for some people, but...
here's the thing. I don't know if it works for some people. But I have encountered a ton of dudes who have gotten married either because she gave them an ultimatum or because... Ooh, and that's a good topic. Or who have
that
gotten
is,
pregnant.
I'm going to deliver these checks.
Who have gotten pregnant, and then the guy was like, I got to get
what
married.
The hell?
What'd you say, Deidre?
I said,
I'm going to deliver these checks. Deidre, what you talking about?
I'm talking to my wife. I got
I was like, Deidre, what checks you delivering?
Dude. I ain't delivering nothing. What I'm saying is there are dudes, I know a rank of dudes, who have gotten married because, one, they were given an ultimatum, and then, two, they got married because old girl got pregnant and they couldn't walk away from it.
Mm.
So it was an ultimatum, and now they're miserable, and they won't leave. I think that's stupid, but that's just me.
Yeah, see, I ain't living in misery for nobody.
That's a good topic. Should I marry you because I got a baby by you?
Nah, you ain't about to hobble me like a fat chick off of misery.
It's still right. I mean, you would think that in this day and age that there aren't dudes who still do that. And I know a dude who just got married last weekend, and it was only because she got pregnant. And he is already seeing
miserable.
He's already seeing another chick.
Oh, that's terrible.
Deidre, are you talking to him?
Deidre.
What did you say, Heather? What did you say?
I said, are you witnessing to him about that?
I talk to him all the time.
Did y'all pray together, Deidre?
You know what, PJ? Stop being mad.
I'm just asking. I mean, since you want to be prayer partners.
You know what? First of all, if I was a prayer partner before he got married, I'm going to be a prayer partner after he got married.
Mm-mm. I don't know. I can't wait to next week's discussion because men and women praying together.
You ain't have enough offer to pray with me, Deidre, and you call me your friend.
Oh, Lord.
I wasn't praying with you before. Why do I need to pray with you now?
Because we friends, Amy. That was your answer.
No. What I said was, if I'm your friend and I was praying with you before, just because you done got married, you done got in a relationship, you done whatever, doesn't mean that I'm gonna stop praying with you. Really? Seriously,
well,
if I was covering you before, I'm still going to cover you after.
See, that's the
you
problem. You don't need
though.
To be covering no married man.
If somebody
is covering him.
The rules change.
How does
the
rule? Oh, my gosh. For what?
And she gets up under the covers with him.
Oh, you know what? So then, if that was the case, then I shouldn't pray for any married man.
No, I didn't say you can't pray for them. I said pray with them.
What's wrong
There's a big
what's,
difference.
How is it different?
That's a real friend with somebody.
Imagine you walk into the church and your husband is on his knees with another woman on her knees, and they praying together at the altar. What that gonna look like? They holding hands.
I'm finna go, and I'm finna touch and agree, and we gonna all be praying to Jesus, all of us. Mm. He said, "Where two or three are gathered, he is in the
and
midst."
Then
so I want to get in the midst.
She's not the mother of the church. This is a single woman praying with your husband on the knees.
Who cares?
The wife cares, Deidre.
No, you asked me about
cares.
Me.
The new wife is more important than you.
Oh,
and her opinion matters more than whatever it is you're trying to say.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
But what if you see him out on a date?
What am I saying? That's so different. Then what would be different? What happens? So if I'm praying with you before you get married, and now you're married, now I can't pray with you. I mean, what is going on?
I'm still praying.
The prayer that I'm praying is still God's will for your life. Really?
A woman and a man praying together is intimate.
Oh my God.
And you're missing that right there, Deidre.
Oh my God.
It is. No, but honestly, it really is. It's like intimacy. It really is. And so if two single people are praying together, a man and a woman, and they're praying together, that can be intimate.
Okay, so I'm intimate with a man.
So when you take a married man with a single woman, it's intimate.
Okay.
And no, it might not be.
I don't understand. I think that's crazy. I think that's crazy. And I'm not going to understand.
Everything I say is crazy, Deidre.
right now, PJ and Joy, that's just off. That's off the wall to me.
What if you see them?
No, because
your
husband
at dinner table, you know, at a nice restaurant, the restaurant he won't take you to, and they sitting and they talking. Is that okay? They went out to dinner before y'all got married.
Okay. And they're out to dinner now. Really? Am I really that pressed? Really?
Okay, they watch TV in the bed together.
You know what, Joey? You're coming up with all these different scenarios.
And then you come home, they in the bed watching the movie together. But they did it when they were friends. Is that okay?
If y'all was watching TV in the bed together before we got married, I'm trying to figure out why y'all not married already.
Because it didn't work out. Somebody broke up with somebody. But Deidre, I'll go a step further for you. Bible says that a man's body is not his own. It belongs to his wife. And a wife's body is not her own. It belongs to her husband.
Well,
so the difference is,
I am not messing with the man's body. I am praying. Oh, my God.
Let me finish the point.
Okay,
Let me finish the point. The wife has a say-so of what that man does, of what his actions are. That man has a say-so on that woman's actions.
Wow.
So if the wife, I didn't say it. I didn't write it.
Okay.
So if the wife does not approve of the husband's actions and what he does with his body, then the man has to consider that.
Oh, my God.
Heather, are you on the line?
Oh, my gosh. I think this is ridiculous. No. They have dropped.
Gosh darn it.
I think this is ridiculous.
I wish
that the person, one of the callers who's still on the line, if they had any responses. I think this is ridiculous. Then that would mean that if the pastor is praying for the deacon or the pastor or whoever is praying with someone in the church and they're a single person, but he's married. That's an intimate relation. That's intimate. So he shouldn't.
No, no. What? No. No. You're taking out of context.
How
you
is
used
it
to be
out
married
of
to the guy. You used to open yourself with the guy. You used to sleep with the guy. And now you're talking about praying together. You
We've
sound
been
like somebody that want to get
together.
Sad.
Oh,
but
my God.
You sound like somebody that want to get
you
sad.
Didn't sleep with your pastor
Thank
or you didn't sleep with the deacon.
But
now, if you did,
y'all just
then...
said prayer is intimate.
Well,
that
prayer
was,
is.
Okay, so, Joey, if I started praying with you, that's out of line? If you get married?
Ah, I ain't married.
Oh, my gosh. This is bananas. I'm never going to understand this. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, I don't want to.
Okay. But I was just saying that's why she cut it all out.
No, that ain't why she cut
it
out. If you really wanted me to tell you why she cut it out, I could tell you, but I'm not because...
I'm waiting. We waiting.
No, I won't do it on the line. I'm
going to tell you this, Deidre. I'm going to say this. My wife could not be praying with no other man. I'm sorry.
Especially if he was an ex-husband.
Especially if he was an ex. Now, the pastor, now they're not going to, they don't need to pray together. It depends on where they at. And more likely, if it's my wife, I'm going to be there praying too.
Exactly, because the two are one flesh. Hands down, period.
I'm sorry. He needs to get his, maybe not his wife, but he needs to get a deaconess or an associate minister who is female to come in if they need a lone prayer. Somebody got to be, I'm sorry, that's... I'm not saying that their intentions are bad, but I'm just saying that whole setup, man and woman praying together, that is just intimate. I'm sorry, but it is.
I don't agree.
And you don't have to.
And you're absolutely, you know what, and you know I won't. It's not going to happen. I don't care what y'all say. I think that's crazy.
All I'm saying is.
Right.
You just got to look at it.
The fact that you're not praying with him now proves my point.
No, it doesn't prove your point because I still pray for him.
Yeah,
and
now
I
you
still,
can
I
pray
mean,
for
and
him
I,
that is well
hey.
Within your right.
But what I'm saying is the prayers that I was doing with him during our marriage, after our marriage, it didn't change because I still want God's will for him. I still want him
you
to
should.
Be happy. I still want him to prosper. I still want his wife to prosper. So
and
I don't know if the
thing.
Reason, and I don't know if the reason why this is an issue for y'all is because other people would probably take it the wrong way or whatever. But I'm not trying to get back in dude's good graces.
And I never said you were.
I genuinely care about this dude. Hope that all is well for him, and I'm gonna continue to pray for him.
But
and
I'm
you
saying
and I would even if. If he was
but
to call me tomorrow
things,
and say, let's pray, guess what? I'm doing it.
But some things, Deidre, and I'm glad we're having this show next week because this is something that I am constantly discussing with people. Some things should change. And it's not a matter of whether your intentions are good or bad because you should want God's will for his life. I'm not saying you wrong. I'm not saying nobody's wrong for that. I'm just saying that, you know, flee the very presence of appearance of evil or whatever you want to call it. I'm just saying there are some things that should change. I have a friend right now who doesn't want to speak, who doesn't really like to talk to me anymore because when she got married, I took a step back, not from our friendship as a whole. We're still cool. My whole thing is we don't need to be going to the movies together unless your husband is coming with us. We don't need to be, you know, we don't need to be going out on those no date to no restaurant, not a date, but going out to a restaurant where we could do that as friends because we're not committed to nobody. We're not tied to nobody. We didn't make no vows with nobody. But when you took them vows, I'm sorry, but your husband, for me, this is for me. And this is how I make sure that people know that I respect their marriage and I honor and respect marriages. But for me, you want to go out to eat? All right, let's see if your husband can go with us. That's my whole thing. And so if her and I pray together, well, I do know that there is intimacy in praying with a man and a woman praying together. There is intimacy. It can be innocent. It can be romantic. It can be whatever else. But there is an intimate connection because when you pray to God, it's intimate. It's intimacy. So my thing is, I'm not going to be praying with my friend. I'm going to pray for her, but I'm not going to go and be at the altar and I'm kneeled down next to her and I'm holding her or holding her hands or I'm on the phone late at night and she needs prayer. Nah, you need to call up a spiritually strong woman, or you need to call your pastor and they need to be having that prayer with you, or you need to ask your husband to pray with you who's laying in the bed next to you. And that comes on me.
Hey, y'all, I got to go deliver these checks. So I'm going to talk to y'all in a little bit. All right.
I hear you, but, yeah, that's
Do you think it's crazy, though? I mean, maybe, okay, outside the context of the prayer, just in, like, what I said about the going to the movies together.
No, because I don't see that it would be any different than if it was a girlfriend. I mean, especially with you having homosexuality rampant in the world today, you know, you could have some very intimate relationships with females. And so if we're praying, things could happen. But my thing is, if we were friends before, then you're friends after. Now, I will say this, I'll say this. I'm not going to change who I am. Now, I will include the spouse if that makes them comfortable, but I'm not going to stop being who I am because that makes it awkward. So, like, if I'm calling you or whatever and there's no romantic nothing, this is my
your friend.
If he my ninja, if he don't get no bigger, I'm just saying, this is my dude.
Right.
And I call you, you know, we talk about certain situations or whatever. That's not going to stop just because you got married. You are my friend. I ain't stopped talking to my girlfriend, so why am I going to stop talking to my other friend just
because
he's a dude?
For me
personally, that says more about your partner's insecurities. You have to be your relationship should be based, the foundation should be trust. And if you don't have that, then that's a problem.
So let me ask you this. Let's say your male friend, you call them, you know, you guys will call each other whatever, like, let's say 3 a.m. or something like that, and y'all talk because y'all friends, and y'all would do that before he got married. Would you have that same practice when he's married? Would you still call him?
Because evidently you didn't hear me when I said it before. What I was doing before.
You got to stop out here.
I know
your mom just in your mouth.
Yes, she did. But I'm saying, if I was doing it before, I'm going to still do it now because guess
three
what?
In the morning,
I am your friend. It does
okay,
not change.
That's
because someone else has come into your life. And if he or she has came into this whole friendship or whatever, then you understand our relationship. But at the same time, if this is a problem for you, then we'll include you in it. But I'm not going to stop being who I am just because y'all became friends or y'all became married. Now, here would be a compromise. Well, see, and I find that hard because it wouldn't be any different that if it was my brother, and if I am friends with a male and that's how we are, then he's more than likely like my brother. And so
if
I feel comfortable calling my brother at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning because there is an issue, I shouldn't have any problem being able to call my male friend at
but
the
not
same
because
time.
I'm just saying y'all shooting the breeze. You just shooting this, you know, shooting the sugar.
If I'm calling you at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's some stuff going on, whether it be with me and my dude, or I'm stranded on the side.
Later.
No.
But is it, what I'm saying is, no, I had friends before they got married. We would talk on the phone all times of night, and we were just friends, nothing romantic, like a sister. But when they got married, I didn't call them all time tonight.
But shame on
and
you.
And I didn't stay on the phone. I didn't take their time either. I'm still their friend. But I'm just respecting their marriage.
Okay. How come I can't be respecting my friendship? I don't want him. I don't want him as a husband. You don't want her as a wife. So what is the problem with us still communicating like we used to? I'm not taking anything away from your marriage. See, because while y'all was in your courting phase, I was still there.
I think it's etiquette. That's the thing. I think there's just some changes that should be made when you're friends, especially when it's
opposite sex situation. Then, hold up. So is this only if it's opposite sex? So your homeboy, your dude, are you telling me that you don't talk, when he got married or whatever, you don't talk to him the same? Because you're respecting
Everything stays the same, but even for my boys who have got, you know, who are married, like I'm not like, hey, let's hang out till 4 a.m. You know, I'm just like, I'm not keeping them out like that. I'm like, you know, is it okay with your wife or is it cool, whatever. Like, I know now, like, some things have changed, and I don't expect him to hang out with me till 4 a.m. out, you know, we out at the strip clubs or we out at the bar.
You ain't in no strip club. But, stop playing.
So, what? Whatever.
You ain't in nobody's strip club. Stop it.
Whatever. Anyway, so... You know, my thing is that does change. It doesn't change the friendship. I'm still your friend, but I'm not going to put impossible standards on you either because you're married, or I'm not going to hold you to the same friendship. I know some things have to change, and I'm still your friend, whether you're male or you're female. I just know for me, especially with my female who are my friends, like they just, that's it. There's nothing romantic. When they get married, yes, some things will change. That's how I do it, because I want to respect not just my friendship, but I want to respect your marriage.
Okay. Well, Joy, you know we're going to get into it next week.
I'm excited.
It's going to be something else.
I love when we exchange.
Because you know I ain't gonna. Because you know I don't give it up.
You don't.
I don't let the ghost go.
But that's the beauty of opinions. That's,
right.
I revel in the opinions. I love other people's opinions, and I love discussing the differences.
Well.
So, yay.
Well, you go ahead and you enjoy your booski and yeah. I'll talk to you later. Be expecting the email because we really do need to talk about these upcoming topics and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down. Actually, and I'll also let you just shoot me. I guess you're going to shoot us some dates when the shoot go on.
Yep.
All right. Look forward to them.
All right.
All right. Peace. Night, everybody.
Good night.